If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
We've been talking a lot of late about the housing situation, which has just seemed to have skyrocketed during or post-pandemic, rather, after the pandemic. And this is going on virtually across the country, no matter what town, city, or what have you you're dealing with. It is an issue that is just accelerated in a post-pandemic world. And Michelle Baird, Director of Housing Services for the City of Hamilton, hosted a very well public attended consultation yesterday, touching on what to do with an estimated 100 homeless encampments across the city. Quote, there was a feeling that engagement needed to be broader, that it was time to listen to the whole community, she said at the opening on Tuesday night. Michelle Baird, Director of Housing Services for the City of Hamilton, here now. Michelle, thanks for the time. Hope you're well.
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me, Scott.
First of all, kudos for doing this. These things can get really out of hand, and way to go for again, just opening up more public consultation on this. Did you learn anything? What do we learn from this meeting?
So through this meeting and through the previous meeting, Scott, as well as through the engagement to date, I think we are getting a sense of where people are in the community, and more importantly, I think that we're hearing people's stories from individuals who are personally impacted as a result of the housing crisis and homelessness overall. So truly trying to better understand what it is that the community is looking for, both to meet the needs of people in encampment, but also what does our city want? What do we want encampments to look like overall, knowing that we're in a place that unfortunately encampments aren't going to go away?
Obviously, we need a long-term solution, and that is housing. That takes time. But what do we do about this situation right now, especially as the winter months are approaching? Encampments are fine in the summer. What happens when the cold weather gets here?
So what we're looking at, if we go the route of sanctioned encampments, for example, we're looking for ways where we can provide heating in some way, perhaps opportunities to bring people inside. How do we offer more drop-in opportunities than we do right now? All of that work around what winter response looks like in the city is coming back to council in September. But before that, in August, coming forward with some recommendations around how we deal with encampments overall. You're absolutely right. Housing is the long-term solution, in particular, housing with supports for some individuals. They do need some supports to ensure they're successful in housing. But, you know, it takes some time to build housing for sure. And in the meantime, we do have an issue before us that we do need to meet the needs of individuals who are finding themselves unhoused. So we are in a place where urgently we want to find ways that we can bring running water into parks, bring hydro, what have you, and be able to provide services for those individuals who right now are unfortunately not receiving them.
What about, you know, we saw during, you know, we've heard some people have brought up the use of schools that aren't being used, school buildings that aren't being used anymore. Also, we remember during the height of the pandemic when there was the situation in hospitals, there were field hospitals, temporary field hospitals that were constructed. Is any of this an option?
So I can tell you that we've looked at all of those options. So I know there was lots of questions around schools. We have successfully used schools, and we, you know, even as recently we used the old Cathedral High School. It was both a men's shelter and ultimately a female shelter while we built some long-term solutions there. So we've used old schools for sure. Sir John A. McDonald, of course, continues to be brought to the table. Unfortunately, that one's not a school that we can take advantage of in its current condition. However, we are looking at those kinds of things, as well as what other vacant or unused sites might exist in the city overall. So looking at all of those options and where we can locate them, including potentially, you know, the project to put some tiny shelters in place. So none of those options are off the table.
Do you see this as a short-term problem, or do you see this as the new normal? In other words, is there going to be a solution and the encampments are eventually gone and pick up whenever there's a, you know, a problem, an issue, what have you? Or is this the new norm that we're going to start seeing, do you think?
Well, unfortunately, because the solutions are going to take some time to place, if we think about housing or supportive housing, it takes some time to make those things happen. And encampments right now really are as a result of a number of issues. It's a complex problem in our community and beyond, and the reasons are the same. And when we think about the opioid epidemic, incomes are just not keeping pace with the cost of living right now. The exacerbated issues around mental health, these are issues that aren't going to go away overnight for sure. And so when we look at this, we don't see this as a permanent long-term solution. However, we would expect that this will be an issue that we face for the next, you know, year to two for sure, as we try to build some of those permanent solutions. And even at that, I don't know that we're going to be in a place that we don't have encampments at that point in time. We do see some seasonality within encampments even right now, but certainly it's not a problem that's going away, and it's worsening before it improves.
Is there normally a set number roughly of people who are unhoused in any given time in the city? And this is obviously drastically increased. Do you see where housing will drastically bring that down in the immediate future?
So we have approximately, right now we have just over 1,600 individuals in the city who are experiencing homelessness. And that number has been fairly consistent since about 2021. The difficulty right now is that the number is growing a bit because we don't have places to move people. And we're seeing that the amount of time or length of time that people spend in emergency shelters is lengthening. So again, these are problems. The number continues to increase when we think about those that are truly unsheltered, so those living in encampments, unfortunately, it's about 165. And that for us is a peak right now. We've not had that high of a number before, and that number has increased over the past couple of months, and we anticipate we'll see that number continue to increase.
Obviously, this isn't just a Hamilton problem, Michelle. We've seen it in not only just big cities, but smaller towns as well, right the way across the country. It reminds me sort of the healthcare situation. It was the same right the way across the country. Can we learn anything from those other centers, those other cities? Is there a national solution here of some sort, since it appears to be a national problem?
So we have been looking at other communities for sure, looking at what's been working or not working, or at minimum, what's been tried. We know, for example, that Halifax is one of the cities in Canada that has sanctioned encampment sites and sites with services. We know Waterloo, just nearby, has built some tiny shelters that they've placed on a sanctioned site. And so looking at what their learnings are, as well as learnings even beyond Canada. And that's part of the council direction for us, is to go away and look at what others have done around encampments, what's working. At this point, we're even looking where there's incremental improvement. We know there's no solution that's going to be, you know, the be-all and end-all overnight for our community. No other community has found that either. But looking at what others are doing and what solutions can we put in place in Hamilton to continue to make incremental positive change.
Michelle Baird with us, Director of Housing Services, City of Hamilton, trying to tackle the homeless situation and encampments throughout the city and find a solution, at least temporarily. Michelle, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.